There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the VMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
And we couldn't be happier than to have you with us. Hour number two, Baldwin McCullough on the air, coast to coast. Great TV stations nationwide. We've heard from some of our TV viewers tonight on the phones. And tremendous radio stations joining us as well. We've been talking about the differences in men and women and whether or not men are more logical than women. This chess grandmaster in England, Nigel Short. Boy, if that's not a British name, I don't know what is. Yes, I'm Nigel Short. Chess grandmaster, and he said, "Hey, let's just face it. Men are more logical. That's why we play chess better. That's why we're more grandmasters." The one person in the entire universe I wanted to ask his opinion on of this story has now just joined us live from a film festival in South Florida tonight. None other than Mr. Stephen Baldwin joining us on his own radio broadcast. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, partner.
Now, do you think that you would last for 2 seconds in the household of Baldwin women if you walked in when you get home from your little trip tomorrow or the next day and you say, "Hey, guess what, ladies? The Grandmaster said that I'm more logical."
Well, I don't think I'd last very long. And I've been saying this a lot lately. June 10th, I'm married to the same guy 25 years, and in Hollywood, that's a miracle.
That's beyond a miracle. That's something otherworldly.
And you know my lovely bride. And
yes, I do.
You know that whenever I just get all uppity and Stevie B-ishness, and I start bowing up and flexing and thinking that I'm something I'm not, she, for 28 years we've been together, just rolls her eyes and just, you know, goes and makes a casserole or something. She just, you know, she just ignores me. Now, my personal opinion is men may be, and I'm going to play on the words here, men may be more logical, but I don't believe men are smarter.
Nobody mentioned intelligence, not in the least. That has nothing to do with it. I'm glad you made that distinction.
This is one of those moments, Kevin, where you debate me on this quite often. I'm smart in some ways, but intellectually, scholastically, blah blah blahly. What would be the difference between logical and smart or intellectual?
Well, that's a good question, and I was thinking about that today as it concerns my oldest son, my adopted son. He is a young man of incredible logic. He can look at something and take it apart and put it back together again. And so there's, logic is key to the rational understanding of engineering, for example. You know, why does a building stay up? Well, it's got support from all four corners. Well, where does that come from?
Forgive me, you just said something interesting. You used the word rational. So I think I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble with this one. I personally believe that the male species is more rational.
Oh, now you're really going to get it.
Oh, yeah. Because
what the Grandmaster said was, and Nigel Short, he's one of the greatest chess players in the world right now. He said to a magazine in England, that the world should just gracefully accept it as a fact that men possess different skills to women that make it easier for them to play chess at a high level. He was asked about his thoughts, and he said, why should they function in the same way? I don't have the slightest problem in acknowledging that my wife possesses a much higher degree of emotional intelligence than I do. And he says, likewise, she doesn't feel embarrassed in asking me to maneuver the car out of the narrow garage. One is not better than the other. We just have different skills. It'd be wonderful to see more girls playing chess and at a higher level, but rather than fretting about inequality, perhaps we should just gracefully accept it as a fact. Because, you know, someone somewhere is sitting there going, hey, there's 1,408, literally, grandmasters in chess across the globe, and only 2% of them are women. We need some affirmative action up here in this chess match.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. Okay. So where are you checking in from tonight?
Well, brother, I'm here in Orlando, Florida, and literally, as I speak, they have just started the awards ceremony here at the International Christian Film Festival. It's the third year.
Oh, nice.
We just had keynote speaker Rich Peluso, the senior vice president of Affirm Christian Film Distribution Company, which is a division of Sony.
Correct.
The base division of Sony Pictures is Sony Affirm.
Right.
Got a nice chance to say hello to Mr. Peluso, very lovely guy. And now I'm waiting because this little picture I did here in Chicago about a year ago called The Unmiracle, which is the story of a high school girl who overdoses at a party. She just gets out of hand, and it's about how her friends kind of gave her the stuff to do it, and she goes into a coma, and it's about how in all of that, the young people involved really have to ponder their existence and their faith and things like that. The title stems from the idea that there are many things that happen that God allows and sets in motion and sets in place that we don't recognize are these little miracles. So the play on the title is, those are the little things that happen that are unmiracles or aren't recognized as miracles, so to speak, that lead to a connecting of dots and a coincidence and a synergy that allows for his tapestry to be woven, so to speak.
Cool. And you're attending the award ceremony because why?
No, I haven't been talking about this, Kevin. I'm not. I get, like, whenever I talk, the movie was submitted by the producers and the director to the film festival, and they were genuinely thinking in a zillion years they were not even going to get accepted. Not only was The Unmiracle accepted to the International Christian Film Festival, it is nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor. And I got to get back in there pretty soon because I'm nominated as Best Actor.
Ah, congratulations, buddy. That's fantastic. Well, and I hope that it's a fun night for everybody involved. And, keep us posted on what happens. If you can, tweet us before the night's out, because we want to know. We want to be able to announce it right here on your own radio show.
Well, if they pick me before 11, then I'll send you a text message. How about that?
That sounds good. Stephen Baldwin live. Hey, by the way, you're in Orlando. Our very good affiliate, AM 660, The Answer, is right there. So if you want to monitor the rest of the broadcast tonight, just put your little transistor in your ear like you did when your mom used to drag you to church on Sunday and you wanted to listen to the Jets play-by-play instead of listening to the priest. Just do that, and we'll be right there with you.
I graduated high school in 1984, Kevin, and even back then there was the invention of the earbud.
I don't think that the earbud had come around by 1984 just yet. I remember 1984. 1984 was a friend of mine, and you, sir, know 1984.
Here's how I know there was an earbud. Because every time I got detention, wasn't a big deal to me because I was a wrestler back then, and wrestlers wore those sweaters with the hoods on them, a hoodie.
Right.
And I would put my little radio in my back pocket and run the wire of the earbuds up the back of my sweater and keep my hoodie up sitting in detention. And I'd be rocking out, bro.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised in the least. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Orlando tonight, he's up for Best Actor at the International Christian Film Festival, and we're going to watch with bated breath the rest of the evening to see what happens. But, Stephen, thanks for checking in with us. We appreciate it.
Love you, buddy. God bless
you. You too.
Take care.
Well, okay. Okay, live from Orlando. There he is. And that's why he's not with us tonight, because he's going to pick up an award, maybe. Who knows? But congratulations on the film as well. Up for three, director, actor, and best picture in the film fest tonight. That's kind of fun. Okay, coming back, we're going to talk about this gender issue. Because evidently this is, you know, forget the fact that ISIS is swallowing up swaths of land all around the globe and just taking wholesale countries that don't belong to them. No. You know what the world's captivated by? Bruce Jenner. We'll discuss that with you and your calls next on
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So glad you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live on a Saturday night. The world should be focused on the larger issues. You know, why you have a Secretary of State who's basically lying about her her past and her, you know, hard drives and these types of things. You should have an administration that's focused. You should have them focused on the issue of terrorism around the world. And now that ISIS is in, not just Syria, Iraq, and Egypt, not just Syria, Iraq, and Egypt, and Libya, not just training in Mauritania's Sahara Desert with Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram, not just in Syria, Iraq, Egypt, Libya, Mauritania, and Nigeria, not just in those places, and Afghanistan, as of last weekend when they exploded a bomb. The JV team's looking pretty healthy, if you ask me. They keep taking more and more turf. By the way, we have an ISIS camp 8 miles from the southern border right off of El Paso. Did you know that? See, these are the types of things that you'd think the world would be focused on. Because one of these days, Jihad Johnny's going to come in here with a knife, and some of us are going to lose our heads. Literally. But no, we're not focused on that. What's the world focused on? The exclusive, impossible get that Diane Sawyer got last night. Nick, roll the tape.
So Bruce Jenner is... I would say I've always been very confused with my gender identity since I was this big. I look at it this way. Bruce, always telling a lie. He's lived a lie his whole life about who he is. And I can't do that any longer. So can I take my ponytail out? Yeah, why not? Huh? We're talking about all this stuff. Yeah, let's take the damn ponytail out.
A symbolic moment after 65 years. In a sense, we start again.
Are you a woman? Yes, for all intents and purposes, I am a woman. People look at me differently. They see you as this macho male. But my heart and my soul and everything that I do in life, it is part of me. That female side is part of me. That's who I am. I was not genetically born that way. As of now, I have all the male parts and all that kind of stuff. So... in a lot of ways, we're different, okay? But we still identify as female.
That's what the world is focused on. That's what the front pages of the newspapers have been gobbling up the last week. Now, with what we talked about last hour with the whole Grand Chessmaster thing, funny thing went through my head. Because I'm sitting here, I now have a daughter and sons. I wrote a book, The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be. Culture wants it both ways. They want men and women to have their distinctions acknowledged, but they also want them ignored. Bruce Jenner wants to not be a nameless, interchangeable person with someone else. He wants to become someone else. Even though he was an Olympic athlete, best in the world at what he did. The original Wheaties box champion. Now he wants to be a girl. Now, genetically speaking, he's right. For the rest of his life, he takes all the hormones he wants. He has all the surgeries he wants. He chops some things off. He adds things in other places. He gets run over by a bus 20 years from now, wearing his support stocking. he's gonna they and the bus obliterates his face. You don't know who it is, and they take him in. They do an autopsy. They're gonna find in his cells that he's a male. No matter what he's done to his body between now and then, that the signature that God put into his actual genome will be unchanged. So just how important are the differences between men and women? Because this is supposed to be cool. Now he can be a Kardashian like the rest of the Kardashians. They can all go shopping together and try stuff on and stuff or something. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Gino's calling from the Bronx. Hey, Gino, listening on AM 970 tonight, our flagship station in New York City. Hello, Gino.
I think it's only a matter of time before Stevie B becomes Stephanie Baldwin. Maybe he'll follow in Bruce Jenner's
I example. Don't think that Stevie B's going to the flip side, Gino.
I know.
Hey, I got a question for you.
It should be his brother Alex should become Alice. Aside from that.
No comment on that. I got a question for you,
kidding.
Gino.
I'm goofing.
I got a question for you.
Hey, go ahead.
Did you know I started a new show this week?
Yeah, and I intend to bust your Spalding's at least once or twice.
Okay, because like the whole
just to do that.
The whole week went by. I thought surely Gino's going to give us a call. Didn't call us all week.
Well, hey, you banned me from the religious show, so you know.
I did no such thing.
Oh, come on!
I did not.
Look,
you call Monday. You're allowed. Now you're not allowed.
Don't worry about it.
You're not allowed to curse.
I'm filling for Stevie B one way or another.
You're not allowed to curse on the religious show. You're not allowed to curse on the religious show, but you can call.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Anyway, let me get to the point.
Yeah, okay. Men and women, how different are they?
Yeah, they're extremely different, but the point that I was going to make, like I made to your call screener, is ideally the law says that we're both protected equally under the Constitution, but that does not mean that men and women are equal or even the same. There have been genetic differences from time immemorial, and the reason why many men excel in the natural sciences and the mathematics because the brain is ordered differently. They look at a spatial problem that requires a logical mathematical answer, and women aren't as adept at that. Larry Summers, 5 or 6 years ago, got himself into trouble for saying the exact thing I just did because he was supposed to be a hardcore liberal. He wasn't even supposed to acknowledge that men and women have differences. This is a problem that has been generated for decades because we have a Bolshevik influence in this society that wants to destroy American culture and American society. This Bruce Jenner thing, I mean, an Olympic champion, a male champion who was the example back in 1976 of how men should be, at least physically, now he wants to go into old age as an old woman. Is there really going to be a benefit to this man doing this, or is he going to be ridiculed like he should be for doing that? And all this thing about transgenders and about the differences between, it all comes down to one thing. If you have an IQ that's lower than a turnip or an onion, or you voted for Obama twice, then it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. You're a stupid dope, and you deserve your fate in life. But the point is, men and women can think rationally. They can be reasonable if they use the functioning brain cells they still have left. But there's always going to be that emotional tie. Women are going to be more prone to be more compassionate, to be more feminine, and men are going to be more aggressive. That's why there are plenty more men in prisons than there are women.
Well, it's an interesting observation, Gino. Thanks for the call. As always, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. It's Saturday night. We're taking your calls. A grand chess master said men and women are not the same. In fact, men are more logical. That's why there's more of them as grand chess masters. And Bruce Jenner's saying all he wants to do is be a girl.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live, and the president, he's doing the doing the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Take a listen to some of this here.
I understand we've got an adversarial system. I'm a mellow sort of guy, and that's why I invited Rupert, my anger translator, to join me here tonight.
He is the absolute worst. The president is the absolute. He's It's just awful. And his policies are bad. Yeah, his foreign policy, maybe the most dangerous of any president's ever been. When he tries to do comedy, you want to stick straws through your eyelids. I mean, it's anything to stop the pain. Please, just make it stop. Anyway, he's doing the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We will have much more commentary on this in the days to come, I'm sure. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're talking about the differences in men and women tonight. Do they matter? Last hour, in fact, if you've got the clip, Nick, last hour, Kirsten Powers called the reigning grandmaster of the UK chess organization, Nigel Short, a jerk
because he said, you know, the reason there are more male grandmasters than women is because men are just more spatial and logical, and that's what's the problem with that? Why do we have to have a conniption about it? Kirsten Powers didn't take too kindly to that.
So Bruce Jenner.
Kirsten Powers, Fox News outnumbered that clip. Do we got it? Okay. We're still searching. Here we go.
Sorry. Right? I mean, what a horrible and stupid thing to say, speaking of intelligence. I mean, how can anybody really believe that? The lack of having women in chess does not prove that women aren't good at chess. There are other factors that probably go into it, such as what she's talking about, being exposed to it.
But I think there's some truth to what he said. And then I do think that we are hardwired differently. I think men and female minds work very differently.
So, you know what?
Okay? But I don't think one is worse than the other, and I certainly don't think one makes you a better chess player than the other.
Well, but do you agree that men are more logical? I mean, I don't see that.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay, so are men and women hardwired differently? That's what Nigel Short said. And if we are hardwired differently in how we think, what difference does that make, or should it make, to the culture at large? See, the mantra is easy. Men and women are interchangeable. That's what you're supposed to say. That anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. That awful song from the 1970s, it doesn't mean anything. Should a 5'2" female firefighter try to rescue me from a window of a burning building? I don't think so. I think it's a fruitless endeavor. I also wouldn't advise 5'2" male firefighters to come rescue me. But you know what? There's fewer of them. Trends, statistics, things that tend to be the case for generalization purposes are that way for a reason. So you have one woman out of, 2 million that can dunk a basketball. You have 20,000 men in the same category that can do the same. Does that make one of them a better basketball player than the other? Probably. That doesn't have anything to do with core value or whether or not they should be treated equally by the law or by the divine. But in our culture, I'm puzzled by this. Because while we want to say they are completely interchangeable, there are some people that don't feel like that they are. And Bruce Jenner is the most recent one. Take a listen to what he told Diane Sawyer last night.
There is... Bruce Jenner is... I would say I've always been very confused with my gender identity since I was this big. I look at it this way. Bruce... always telling a lie. He's lived a lie his whole life about who he is. And I can't do that any longer.
And what is he telling a lie about? The lie he's telling is that he feels like he has always and should always be a woman. Now, if they're interchangeable, what difference does it make? If men and women are completely interchangeable, in other words, they are the same as one another, it shouldn't make a difference. The fact that there are distinctions are causing him to want something other than what he has. Kirsten Powers resents the grand master of chess pointing that out, that men and women have different things. But how do you get away from it? So here's my simple question for the rest of tonight. Do the differences between men and women matter? And if so, should society seek to reinforce them or to try to eliminate them? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. When we come back, we've got one phone line in use, two available. Your call's next, 888-340-3373.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Live shot of New York City, very busy spring night here in the greatest city on the planet, and a very interesting time in our nation. We've got a lot of problems around the world. We're not focused on them. You know what has the imagination of the American people? Bruce Jenner. Take a listen.
Are you a woman?
Yes, for all intents and purposes, I am a woman. People look at me differently. They see you as this macho male, but my heart and my soul and everything that I do in life, it is part of me.
Okay, so he's Susie Patty Cakes, former Olympic champion.
So he wants to be something other than what he is. In other words, he recognizes the distinctions between what being a man and being a woman, at least what he thinks, are by society. The women of the show outnumbered earlier this week, very mad that Grand Chessmaster said men and women are different. That's why men do better at chess and have become more of the grandmasters around the world. 888-340-3373. What difference then does it make? Do gender differences and distinctions matter? And if so, should society reinforce them or reject them? Let's go to the phones. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. Frank is in Des Moines, Iowa. Frank, welcome.
Hey, I think this politically correct nonsense can be traced back to the hijacking of Harry Blackmun's Equal Protection Clause, where somehow equality of opportunity morphed into equality of results. But my main point is here, without being a biology expert, to my knowledge, we're all basically, when conceived, born female, you know, or conceived female. And chromosomes take over, whether it's the, you know, XY, YY, whatever. And at some point, you know, our genitalia, and we become male or female. So the brain, in my opinion, is basically the same. And I've heard any number of testimonies from people, and I'll say this politically correct, that's went through gender reassignment. And when they've been given, you know, opposite sex has been given injections of testosterone or estrogen, it vastly affects that person differently than the previous life they led. So, you know, Bruce Jenner, I assume, is getting estrogen now. And he's talking more feminine, you know, and I would guess that he's thinking more emotional as opposed to thinking logical and rational, as Stephen so eloquently put.
Well, but here's the thing, Frank. Do the differences matter? And the reason, but see, I think that they do. I think that the distinctions do matter. And here's why. Bruce can go the rest of his life, pump his body up with as many hormones as he wants. His DNA is always going to be male. He'll never not be male. He can add parts. He can take them away. The hormone treatments, the surgeries, none of that changes the essence of the genome that is written into his cellular level. His DNA will always register as a male. Now, he was made a certain way for a certain thing, and I think when he won the Olympics in 1976, a lot of people said, hey, that's a good example of what he was made for.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with that principle, but as you said earlier, we're all equal in the eyes of God. But picking up on what one of your prior callers was saying is, what's the demographics of non-Anglo-Saxon white guys that's playing this game to start with? And so what I'm saying is if a woman wanted to apply herself to the game, and, you know, I think they could probably be as successful at it potentially as somebody else, but how many women are taking the time to apply themselves to the game? And so what I'm saying is we've got to get away from this politically correct nonsense that we've got that blue ribbons go to everybody, everybody's a winner, when there's clear differences. You can take martial arts for an example. You can have two guys that are equally skilled in martial arts. One is a good small man, one's a good big man. Generally speaking, the good big man is going to whomp the good small man 9 out of 10 times. Now, a good small man can beat 10 inferior big men. So there's never going to be, like DJ said, equality of results.
Right, and I don't think that is something that we should ever even concern ourselves with. In fact, I think that outside of a few philosophical discussions about the overarching arc of society and culture and where you want your, you know, educational process to be 20, 30 years down the road, aside from those kinds of conversations, I don't think that it is helpful to create a scenario whereby you're saying you have to have identical as opposed to equal identical results by all people in all of the groups.
You've got to understand the propaganda that's being preached by radical feminists. They want.
I wrote a whole book about it, but I do, yeah.
Cadel Burns got a book, you know, The 100 Worst Women in the World. It's been a while since it was written, but pick up that book. It's this idea that bearing children is a burden to women, and they can't never be totally equal with men until they rid themselves of that burden. Now, if you've got people preaching that propaganda to women, this is the results that you're getting.
Yep.
And she goes on further to say that they want women to be as bawdy, to be as obnoxious, to be as caddish as men used to be. You know, so talk is rough language. You know, they want to take the accomplishments of the history books of men out and replace history books with more accomplishments of women. I mean, they're just trying to change the whole thing so that men and women are interchangeable, and they're not.
Nope, never have been. Frank, good call. Appreciate your being with us tonight. 888-340-3373. I'm also very, very proud of the fact that every week here on Baldwin McCullough, I'm reminded we wouldn't be able to be with you if we didn't have really, really good partners like the folks at MyPillow. In fact, Mike Lindell was slated to be with us last week. We had technical difficulties and couldn't make it on the air. But he was looking forward to coming and to reminding you that if you're in search of a good night's sleep, he'll guarantee that you'll get one. And when you use my promo code, you're going to get 50% off getting that pillow for your good night's sleep. The phone number is 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. 50% off when you use KMC as the promo code for the MyPillow. And you got to try it, friends. It changes your life. Every single time, every single night I've used it, I've gotten into REM cycle sleep. Kevin McCullough coming right back, live from New York. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation.
Hey. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Well, thank you for joining us on Baldwin McCullough every Saturday night at this same time. We love being with you. We love challenging a little bit of what you think, and we like sharing our lives with you. I started the show with a little bit of telling you what I did today. In fact, it was 5 years ago today. Nick put that picture back up again. My firstborn, Mr. James, came into this world, and that is the day he was born, or the next day after. But that was as close as I've got to the original time in my phone that I could come up with. Now, I just wanted you to notice. You see him sleeping peacefully. If you're watching on Biz Television, if you're listening by way of radio, he's very much at peace. There's this very content look on his face. He's out like a light. Just, you know, comfortable is what I would say. Now, I want you to see the look that was on his face the first moment he had the chance to meet Uncle Stevie B at Uncle Stevie B's. Not quite as peaceful. In fact, to be honest, it looks as though Stephen might have scared him into the next century. I'm not quite sure. He's crying. He's obviously deathly afraid of whatever it is that Uncle Stevie B is trying to do there. So, I don't know if he's still damaged by these memories or not, but I'm glad, I'm thankful that he's been with us for 5 years, and so grateful to be able to have such a meaningful life with him and my other son, Jonathan, my oldest adopted son, Rosemo, and now my daughter, Charlotte, as a dad who very much believes that each of them were made by God with distinctions that they will live their lives with and do so with great excellence. It's just a privilege to be their dad and to get to have that input on their life. So I'm a blessed man tonight. I don't have those doubts or concerns the way Bruce Jenner does, and I kind of feel bad for him. I wish that he would find absolute happiness, but I found it, my friend. This is the life. This is the real life. Loving those near you and trusting that God has a plan and a purpose for who they are. All right, Kevin McCullough, if you would like to join me every weeknight, 10 to midnight, go to my flagship station in New York City, because AM 970 The Answer now has a nightly broadcast called Late Night with Kevin McCullough. It runs 10 to midnight every single night. That's Eastern time. But we've got an episode called The Ladies' Lounge, and Dr. Gina Loudon, Alicia Krauss, Carol Markowitz, The New York Post, Kayleigh McEnany of Fox News, and also Ashley Papa from Fox News. Some great contributors. We talk about everything you can imagine in life, and man, is it fun. So join us Monday night for Late Night with Kevin McCullough. We'll just be kicking off week number two in the days to come. And thanks for spending your Saturday night with us here. We always have a lot of fun. And we don't know if Stevie B won his best actor nod yet or not, but we'll keep you posted. Look for the update on Facebook or Twitter when you have a chance. And until then, have a great night. Have a great weekend. Kevin McCullough saying we'll see you next time.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.